later in the show, but a weird one. It just keeps, the story just continues. So besides the supplemental NFL draft that he's going to jump into, and there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to throw a draft pick in there and try to get him by how high the draft pick is and a combination of also how bad your team was last year. And we'll find out what the NFL thinks of him. Seems like a lot of people think he's got everything. He's big physical guy. He's athletic. He can run. Threw a lot of touchdowns at Cincinnati. But this story just... So now he comes out and says, oh, by the way, Texas Tech told me that I couldn't play here. So after all that stuff, Texas Tech, all the videos that came out, the Homer judge that ruled in their favor, and everything else, they got a little heat from the NCAA and the Big 12, and they go, we can't do this. This is crazy. You got to turn pro. So he said, yeah, Texas Tech told me, you know, I was done here. I couldn't play. And that wasn't even the strangest one. Now his agent, Brandon Sorsby's agent, comes out and says, yeah, Cincinnati, where he played the two previous years, knew he had a gambling problem and didn't say anything about it. Oh, God. Why? And here's a weird one, because all these teams are going to be calling Cincinnati head coach and all the guys around there. They're going to go do their homework. The guy's serious, because if you're taking him, you think he's got a chance to be a franchise quarterback, not a backup quarterback. Everybody's looking for the next franchise quarterback. And a lot of teams keep looking and looking and looking. And hell, we may be one of them. So this thing's out there. Your agent decides he's going to badmouth Cincinnati, knowing that they're going to visit. And why would you do that? Why would you want to piss anybody off at Cincinnati with your client, knowing that the NFL is going to be checking in with the head coach and down with people around to find out how bad the problem was? They're not going to Texas Tech. He got there and he said, I got a problem. I signed my deal with you, my NIL deal, but I got some problems I need to take care of. My gambling is out of control. So anyway, and then other people are saying, well, Cincinnati had to know. Nobody could have that bad a gambling problem and keep it secret, where somebody, a graduate assistant coach, a player, somebody wouldn't say, this dude's got a problem.
I think the problem he's got is his agent.
Yeah, I think it's just stupid.
You know, it's just funny, because nobody would have been talking about him today or yesterday had his agent not have gone on the radio. What do you get from doing that?
I don't know.
What are you trying to boost him publicly? Like, what do you think, NFL GMs are listening to that station?
By the way, it's not Cincinnati's problem if he did have a gambling problem. If he did have it, like, I appreciate, wow. Like, what are you going to blame them? Like, that he has these addiction problems? If we were to do that, we'd be blaming a lot of people, a lot of different businesses, yeah, and companies. If, like, what's your fault? He's got an addiction.
Well, if they knew it's a problem, but...
Well, they're saying, well, what do you think? They came right out and said, this is a joke. Who's ever coming out with this as a joke? Who's ever saying this?
Of course they're going to say that. What else are they going to say? You think they're going to come out and be like, yeah, we knew. We just thought Texas Tech, it could be their problem.
We just wanted to win. Yeah. We just wanted to keep winning games, man. You know how this works. Hey, hang in there with your addiction. We're going to help you. But right now, we're worried about these games. So get your ass in here. You can worry about putting those bets out tonight. But for now, nobody knows. Let's keep going. We got this thing rolling.
Yeah, I think a statement from them goes, people have done far worse to win college football games. Like,
I don't know.
They're not going to admit to it.
I don't know, Woody, but you can't. You're insinuating that they're guilty.
I'm not insinuating they're guilty.
That's what you're saying. You know,
like, obviously they're going to deny those allegations. But for the agent to go out and do these interviews is stunningly stupid.
Yeah, like, just let it all go. The guys come clean. We don't have to do a history lesson in how long. We can go back to his high school coach and go, did you know he was gambling too? Because he got to Indiana, he was gambling. Yeah, I've been betting since I'm 12.
The story went away for a few days too, which is the funny part. And then this guy got the call.
He also came out and said Texas Tech told him it's done here. Can you imagine walking in after all this?
I don't know what's true. Do you believe that? You believe that part of it?
Yeah, I believe Brandon Swordsby got the word from Texas Tech. It's done, bro.
After all that,
I know.
After all they did to save face, and
we got a little war going here, and they just threw up some bigger cannons on us.
Maybe they just told him, "Hey, we're not going to win this fight."
Yeah, that's part of it.
Right? Like, I don't think I don't think they were going to win. You had some schools and conference that was pissed, and
That's part of what I'm saying.
They were going to sanction his ass, and
they were threatening federal government. They were threatening everything.
Attorney generals are fighting in different states. What a bizarre story.
I don't know, but somebody finally said at Texas Tech, hey, let him go. You got to let him go. Tell him. Who's making the call? Why don't we have our AD, since he said all those nice things about taking care of the student athletes here, let him.
Someone said on the text, I bet you 2-1 the Dolphins don't pick Swordsby. He's giving us good odds.
I'm curious how high a pick you go. Again,
but this is the problem. We don't know, how great he's going to be in the pros. I don't know what kind of prospect they view him as.
You got a pretty good idea. You've heard what everybody said about him before they knew.
Yeah, but the problem too, though, is like usually when a guy's going into the draft, you get the whole draft process. You get all the combine and the pro day and all the other good stuff.
I think somebody's going to throw in some supplemental third round picks.
Well, how high would you go? Assuming you want him.
I don't want him, but if okay. I did, if it was somebody.
You don't want him because of the gambling issue?
Yeah.
What if he can play?
Great.
What if he's Kyle said he's a franchise quarterback.
Yeah. Could be. No. By the way, every team that's going to take him thinks you think they're going to take him? They think he can be the third quarterback on the team? They're going, hey, we got our third guy. Give up that pick. No, they think you're drafting a quarterback with somebody saying we haven't seen it yet, but he's got potential to be his makeup, he's got a chance to be a franchise quarterback. That's what everybody said. Just think about all the people who have said that and been wrong year after year after year after mm-hmm. year. Guys are supposed to be the smartest guys in the world in professional sports. They sit down together. They sit with quarterback coaches. They bring in all these consultants. They go, what do you think? And they go, this could be the guy right here in the right system. And look at, what is it, 50-50?
Well, we've been looking
50-50 with these top guys.
We've been looking for a quarterback for a really long time, and I don't, no offense to Malik Willis, but he's unproven at best.
Yeah.
So
they think
I would do whatever it took to get a franchise quarterback.
I will tell you though, they think he's got a chance to be a franchise. He's one of those guys we're talking about. They think he's got, and you go out there and you watch him make a sidearm throw, or you see the big arm. He's got a huge arm, clearly the best arm. I mean, he's got a cannon for an arm, and he can run. But you're right. They think we think he's got a chance, and Green Bay's like, man, we've all looked at, we've watched it up close, we've met the parents, we know everything about him. We know, in Green Bay, you get where you know everything about everybody. We think he's got a chance, so we're going to find out.
Somebody said no good players have ever come from the supplemental draft.
That's not true.
That is not true. Bernie Kosar was in the supplemental draft. Chris Carter.
Erickson.
Craig nice
Erickson.
Guy.
Craig Erickson was down there, was a good quarterback.
Brian Bosworth, Terrell Pryor, Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon was
incredible. Josh Gordon was either, when he played, he was one of the best, or he was out of the game.
Josh Gordon was the guy that you would take every year in the fantasy draft. Like in the mid rounds, because you would just hope that he played,
right?
Because he could go for 2,000 yards.
Yeah.
Easily.
No, he was
in his sleep.
He was he was physically freakish. I didn't realize Chris Carter was a supplemental draft guy. I didn't know that, and he had his own demons going on in his things going on with Chris. But whatever it was, but he ended up being a Hall of Fame. I mean, there have been guys that worked out going in the history of the game. There have been guys that have worked out.
So 501 said some team ought to take this guy. After all, by leaving school, he's betting on himself.
That's good.
I wouldn't have any issue with this whatsoever if the Dolphins want to roll the dice here.
They might, Woody. I can't speak on their behalf. They might be thinking, a lot of teams, A lot of people in the NFL think we're the one of the teams that's going to be looking. We're looking all over for a guy that's got a chance to be that guy.
And is Malik Willis the guy, Joe? Can you tell me with 100% certainty that he's your franchise quarterback?
They don't know that.
I don't even think the Dolphins front office knows that. I think they think that.
Yeah, well, they think that. That's just like the guys that are getting ready to take him in the supplemental draft. They think he might have a chance. They don't know. How many guys you want to go through this? We can go through this with how many surefire guys have been where you looked and
there's no such thing.
Well, there have been a couple.
Who?
John Elway.
Okay. Who was the next one? Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck.
Not the best career, certainly.
Didn't play Andrew Luck? Long.
He quit. Didn't want to play anymore.
That's weak. When he was playing.
You think Mendoza's a sure thing?
No. Joe Burrow? I felt pretty good when Joe Burrow came out that he was going to be good.
But there's still no
sure thing. I'll tell you another guy.
Sure thing.
There's another guy. There's been some guys who are sure. A lot of people thought Peyton Manning was going to be a sure shot.
Mm-hmm.
First overall pick, he was.
Yeah, but for all those sure shot guys, there's a bust right next to him.
I know that. We're just talking about, you asked me if there were sure shots, and I agree. I'm not disagreeing. You always add that. You always have to add that extra piece to it to make your point. Okay, we're just talking about sure shot guys. Some of the first overall picks have been, look like first overall picks, and going to bad teams. You know, that can neutralize everything when you're the first overall guy and you look really good. And you're on a really, really bad team.
Well, yeah, we had a quarterback from here that had that experience last season. Cam.
Yeah, that's a great
team. Went to a terrible team.
Yeah.
He's, by the way, the favorite to have a breakout year. Every website loves
him. Have you read the latest stuff, though, that he's having trouble completing passes right now, and they're telling everybody they're not worried about it?
Oh, what, in OTAs?
Yeah, well, that's what everybody's.
Well,
come on, OTAs and
minicamps. So, you know.
All right, let's bang through headlines here quickly for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami at a Domino's game. You'll find your abuelito. Whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save right now with your pricito at Doral Kia. England 3-2 over Croatia, 47th minute.
Absolute cracker of a match. I was thinking about the Brandon Sorsby thing, and I know we have limited time, but in about 2 minutes, can I explain why I'm out on Brandon Sorsby?
All right. 90 seconds. Nah, change it. 20 seconds.
Well, I can't do it in 20 seconds.
Well, you have to.
Okay. Aren't we embracing boring Sully and Halfley? And I mean that in a good way. Aren't we embracing it? We had Bullygate. Our own coach sued our owner. We had just negative attention, drama with the Tua Tagovailoa stuff surrounding this organization. Now we're going to bring in a guy who's under investigation for literally gambling, the worst thing you could do in sports, to sacrifice the integrity of the sports. Should we stay away from that?
Is he under investigation?
Well, he was.
I mean, it's kind of over, right? Like, we know what he did, and he's getting help.
But shouldn't we stay away from just, like, the negative attention and the, like, the polarizing nature of a player? Aren't we trying to embrace the boringness of just good old-fashioned American football?
It's a steal. It's a steal. And I know we got to do this quickly. It's a steal. If you've evaluated him as a top five pick and you can get him with a third or fourth round pick, you go take that chance on him, because now you're trying to build your quarterback room. That's my whole thing about Sorsby. If he is really this damn good, go get him with a fourth round pick. And who cares? You're not going to get a starting quarterback in the fourth round.
Yeah, hey, learn your lesson. Don't gamble on your own games. Gamble on everything else. You can gamble on anything else. There's ping pong in Uzbekistan that I've gambled on. So gamble on anything else.
Okay.
That take by Solana, brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. I mean, what are we doing here?
Go get good players and see what happens.
Yeah.
I know a lot of guys that had addictions that were monsters on the field.
You want to name them?
Joey Porter had a gambling addiction, but it wasn't sports betting. It was craps.
Well, I don't consider that an addiction. It takes a while to get into a groove.
Especially when your friend is betting don't pass line right next to you.
Sometimes it takes 7-8 hours before you start hitting a bunch of points in a row.
All right, here's your...
He has $20,000 on the table. I'm betting $100 on the no pass line.
You're such a jackass.
The worst kind of guy, man. Literally the worst kind of guy.
The NFL and Roger Goodell looks at college football as their minor league system, like other sports have, right? Baseball's got single, double, triple A, independent leagues. That's Roger Goodell's. Roger Goodell's even got an off-season league. We're going to get into that a little bit later on. The Dolphins signed a guy, and we'll get caught up with some Dolphin news with Kyle Krabs coming up at 8 o'clock. But, yeah, so he's looking, and he's going to do it his way through collective bargaining, and I'm guessing Brandon Sorsby, somebody will take him. Hey, man, there are a lot of teams that need quarterback, and for some reason, if this guy is okay with the talent that he has and the shortage of quarterbacks in the NFL, he will at some point be back. I don't think it'll be right away. I think Roger Goodell's going to make sure he's okay before they start putting him back out there. The gambling thing. Hey, man, it was the right thing. It's the right thing. It was. I don't care. I'm not mad at Texas Tech the way they handled it. I get why they did it. They needed a quarterback. And I think their whole season changes now with no Brandon Sorsby. First of all, they had no idea when they decided to go out and pay him $5 million. Had no idea they had this gambling problem. He gets there. Then he comes clean and says he's a mess and he's gambling on everything, and he has for a long time. And so, you know, and through saying all that, he admitted to gambling on games on his team. And you can't do that. And so now Brandon Sorsby realizes the Big 12's coming down. The NCAA's coming down hard on it. Talking about getting the federal courts involved and lawsuits going to be flying. He just said, man, I might not be able to play. If this happens right before the season and I'm out, it's too late to go to the NFL. I'm going to join that supplemental draft June 22nd. My name's Brandon Sorsby, and I'd love to play in your league, National Football League. So here we go, and we'll see what Roger Goodell does. I don't think he's going to give him a complete hall pass. I think he's going to get some spanking time. I do think some teams will pick him up, though. There'll be somebody wrote in, and by the way, great call. What's one team that might do it? Dallas Cowboys. Jerry does everything. So Jerry, I mean, that's Jerry's decision. That purely is owner, because he's everything.
Well, someone was yelling at me earlier, calling me hypocritical, because I'm like, I would take the guy. Like, Joe, if they clear the guy to play, what's the difference? Right? Like, I mean,
what's the difference?
It's a shady thing that the guy did. There's no question. But like, I mean, if they clear him to play.
But you have to babysit his addiction for a long time. If it's truly addiction and not, you know, I got busted for sex, now I have a sex problem. But if it's true, and I'm guessing it is,
we've had guys that have done worse.
Well, it's not that. It's this thing of putting time in on this guy. And if for some reason he has a relapse, he's done. And you just go, okay, well, it was worth it. I took a lot of crap, but
what if he doesn't? What if he's really good?
That could happen. That could happen.
So if you think you can get over it and, you know, whatever the suspension's going to be and you can control it, why wouldn't you take a shot at this guy?
And again, it's a bad example, and I know it, but Art Schleister back in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we looked into him.
No,
remember? Yeah.
And he literally, I think he's still in jail. Like he can't. He was, He's just like, I got no shot. If you let me out of jail, I'm gonna bet on the first two cockroaches running across the street that I see. I'm gonna bet on them. Give me an over under.
Well, I think the team's got to do a little due diligence, right?
Yeah, they got a little bit of time. Very little.
Look, he should have been out of college football, right? You do that, you're out. The NFL will punish him, as he's He's going to obviously already be punished by, you know, not being able to play college football.
So which team will be, will it be that will grab, that's desperate, or trust the
a lot of teams
organization that, that says we can handle this? I always think, by the way, the Dallas Cowboys, remember they had the wide receiver have problems. They wouldn't let him. They literally babysat him. He had the team driver taking places. He had a curfew he agreed to. I can't think of the guy's name, a wide receiver for, it might have been Dez Bryant. And
hey, man, there's been a lot of guys that have had.
Can you imagine Jerry Jones literally like babysitting that guy?
Yeah.
He goes, he's worth it. He's really good, but I'm going to make sure he ain't going to happen on my time. Get a car. He got to check in. He's got to be home. He had a curfew to get home.
It just seems to me like, and I'm not like, it seems very low risk, high reward. Like, what's the worst case scenario? You find out the guy's betting on games, you throw him out of the league.
I don't know.
He banned him for life. Like, that would be the worst case scenario, right?
So you think that's worth it to go through that?
I think that they are going to monitor this guy. He's not going to catch him off guard, Joe. This isn't going to be a situation where the guy's been fixing games for years. They're going to monitor his activity.
Oh, well, because I had some teammates go through this that they had to. They were out of rehab, and we picked them up on our team. Again, I don't want to say their name, but Dolphin fans from back then would remember. But he had to go every night after practice. He had to go to this rehab program and these meetings they have at night. And it was mandatory that he go. Mandatory. And he had to get something signed and come back. And he said, as long as you do this, man, you're good. I think he had somebody drive him to make sure at first, to make sure he was going. And so, you know, they got programs. They got programs for everything now. I saw a big thing on mental health yesterday with the NFL that's realizes that they have a problem. I think just about every team's got a full-time psychologist now that deals with addiction and depression and anxiety and everything else.
I just wouldn't worry about this guy like flying under the radar, going out there fixing games or anything. Like, they are going to be heavily monitoring this guy's activity. You know, like, I don't think he's going to be making bets without them knowing what he's doing.
I would just say this though. Coaches don't get into coaching to have to babysit that stuff.
No, of course
or worry
not.
About it. Hey, is this guy and what's he doing?
Well, if you sit down with him and you truly believe he can't beat this thing,
listen,
that's,
man,
one thing, but
let me just say this, okay? Because now you're being naive. The greatest con artists in the world are guys that have addiction. They're the greatest con artists. They can sell you on anything. Especially guys that gamble. We had a guy here that gambled, owed everybody's brother money, and he got some guys that were good. There's some guys that listen to us in the morning, just playing the league, that he got. He was fantastic. It's telling you, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe this. And whatever it is, I gave him money. I made sure I got mine back.
I know. I've heard the stories.
No. So, but those guys are good.
So you wouldn't touch this guy is what you're saying.
I said gambling addiction's right up there with the other ones, the other family of addiction.
No question, it's bad. I've been on board with suspending this guy from the beginning.
I don't know what he. Maybe,
but Joe, if he's gonna play, he's gonna play.
Maybe I just been a little closer to the addiction thing of seeing some of the great. I saw a guy that was going to those rehabs, and the part of the story I left out. He meets us at September's one night, and he goes, "You guys eat yet?" And go, "Yeah." And he goes, "I just finished my meeting." He goes and he ordered a salad. And he said, "Give me a little thing of tequila, please, to put over the top." We just laughed. You know, I was like, "All right, that's kind of funny." Sure, you don't want Caesar's? Want a little blue cheese instead? My taste. Oh man! All right. Hey,
he said, "Go to the CFL. Go away, Sorsby," says Benny on here.
Somebody will take a chance, man. Somebody that said Dallas Cowboys, that might be my front runner, just looking at every team. Jerry Jones. I don't know if Jerry Jones hears noise, and he doesn't have to look over the top if it doesn't work out.
Is he worth the gamble, Joe?
I don't know how good he is. I'm listening to everybody said he's really good.
Well, that's the problem too. I don't I don't want, nobody knows how good he's going to be.
You give somebody $5 million, you think they're pretty good. The guys are all, I'm guessing the guys making the big bucks, the $5 and $6 million at Miami and Oklahoma and Texas, at some point, they're going to be playing in the next league, aren't they?
Usually.
The $4.2 million guy, he's going to be playing in Arizona. I think he's going to be playing. All right. Hey, listen, we got...
Someone's going to get a top-tier quarterback for not much.
You know, I don't know. Somebody asked me on the supplemental draft, do you get a signing bonus that goes with
it?
I don't
know.
I might be a little slow on that one, too. You sure you don't have any of that college money left?
Yeah.
You might need that for a while until we get you on the team somehow.
You saw this news about Sorsby?
That he's going in a supplemental?
Yeah, so it looked obviously like there were teams saying that if Brendan Sorsby is the quarterback, like we're not even going to play them. We and so now he's coming out in the supplemental draft. The reason I bring it up is there's possibility that he ends up with the Dolphins. We had that conversation with Zach Gelb last week or the week before where he said to you, what would it be worth to you to get a quarterback like him? And I think your answer was what? A second rounder?
Second round. He is first round talent is all I saw today when I was reading stuff.
So I was looking at betonline.ag and they say the last quarterback drafted in the supplemental draft, third round or better, was Terrell Pryor by the Raiders. So the odds right now for Sorsby to go in the third round is 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Next highest is undrafted at 7-2. Then the second round, 4-1, fourth round, 4-1, first round, 5-1. So odds on favorite right now, according to BetOnline, would that he would go in the third round.
And I've heard that he was going to be in the talks with all the first round. This is supposed to be one of the best quarterback drafts since Marino and Montana and them boys in the 80s. If you can go get him with a third rounder, why not?
And then the
gambling thing, though. So now the gambling thing, quickly, the gambling thing is something new. Because now you can gamble online and he was putting all them bets up, but How do we look at that? We look at it like a addiction, like drugs.
Yeah, why do I don't know. At that? I don't know. It's. I mean, that's one of the hot button issues, right? With any sports league, is the integrity of the game, and this guy was betting on his own games.
Yeah.
So,
and that was the thing. If he wasn't bet, that's the thing with Pete Rose. If you're betting for a year to win, Hulk, I wish I could bet for us to win when I was playing, but if you're betting unders and all of that stuff, like, and he said he went to rehab, he had a problem, but how much do you put on that? How much can he overcome that addiction? Because he is a very talented quarterback.
So odds on Bet Online, Brendan Sorsby's next team, New York Jets 3-1, Cardinals 5-1, Dolphins 6-1.
I wouldn't be mad.
I wouldn't be mad either.
You get a first round talent, a third round pick. Well, that's good business.
We
think
he's a first round talent. We think. We don't.
Right. I mean, with any draft pick, you're thinking.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad.
But isn't the idea this season for the Miami Dolphins? Here's the only thing that I struggle to kind of wrap my head around. The idea this year is obviously not to be the worst team, but ultimately, because of the situation of the roster, the expectation is the Dolphins will be selecting decently high in the upcoming draft, right? Like top five, top 10, probably, most likely. Won't they go quarterback there?
Well, maybe their plan, though, was, hey, we'll get a quarterback next season. We think Brendan Sorsby will probably be available, and that would be our guy. And what if all of a sudden your guy becomes available now in the supplemental draft? So you go, okay, well, if we were going to take him at the end of the season, hoping that we'd end up with a high enough draft pick to get him,
Because maybe you say to yourself, hey, we're not epically bad. We're not going to end up with Arch Manning. We don't think that we're going to end up 2-15. And so who else would we target? You know, you just don't know. Everything is a crapshoot, right? I mean, they went through this with a team that they thought was off. I mean, they ended up with Tua. They ended up with the fifth pick. But I don't know. If somebody falls into your lap who you already had coveted, maybe you pull the trigger.
And just think about it. Everything is an evaluation right now. Like, we're hearing right now, like, Quinn Ewers is outplaying Malik Willis on some practices. So Malik, he's only started 6 games. He is a project. Quinn Ewers is a project. Sorsby will now be a project. If you can look at those guys every day at practice and be like, nah, I don't think that's the guy, and we still are one of the worst 3 teams, now we got a chance at Arch Manning. Like, we have to find it. We know we have to find a quarterback, bro. Keep swinging at quarterbacks until you hit one out the park.
Unless you hit one out the park with Malik Willis, and then all of a sudden you can just build around him.
Yeah. If Malik's the guy, that would be the best thing in the world.
We'll find out.